From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all around the world. There are 50 states and 43 countries listening to your daily Tough Love Kvetch-a-thon from the city of San Fran Feces. Kami Forna, yay! Here is the San Fran Feces weather report. It's that coldest summer. Currently, it's 54 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is blustery, coming from the west at 18 miles an hour. With the wind and the humidity, which is about 70%, the wind chill factor is 49 degrees here in the middle of July in California. Yep, that's right. So, new listeners, welcome. Regular listeners, I love you. Typically, I'm kvetching. Today's not too much of a kvetch. It's a very light and short show about what it's like living in San Francisco during these summers. Well, I am originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've been out here in San Francisco for quite some time. I've been out here for a long time. And the summers in Wisconsin are humid, very sticky. I like that weather, but very sticky. They always would say it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Well, summer in San Francisco, because this is a coastal city, it's not like the entire state of California. You look at the state of California, you've got temperatures in the 100s Fahrenheit, in the 90s Fahrenheit. San Francisco, we sometimes get hot, very rarely. The normal temperature to me is about 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, these summer days where it is overcast, which is currently overcast.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
Blustery and chilly. I love it. I love it, and I think that weather like this is really good for women. It's good for us to walk around because there's less antisocial nonsense. Of course, if you didn't know, we've got a junkie apocalypse. New listeners, a junkie is a Merriam-Webster dictionary definition for someone who cannot stop taking narcotics. We've got a communist city hall that is basically resetting the city of San Francisco. This nonsense got hardcore with the over-the-top, not-following-science COVID lockups, which started March 17, 2020 in San Francisco, where the mayor let anybody live on the sidewalks. I wish I was kidding. So the city has been reset. A lot of junkies everywhere, in the marina, in exclusive neighborhoods, in Pacific Heights, in my district, the Tenderloin. And they call it, they're so freaky. These freaky communists, they use doublespeak. Please Google or read or DuckDuckGo the book 1984. They use doublespeak, and they also use some Nazi propaganda tools called the big lie. They lie, oh, crime isn't up. Oh, these people on the street, they are not crazy junkies. They are displaced homeless people. These are secretaries who got kicked out of their house because of the evil techies. Lies, lies, and more lies. Weather like this, put on a trench coat. A lot of people wear hoodies. I have a hoodie, but it is a Lilly Pulitzer. It's like resort wear, very bright feminine colors. You will rarely see me in dark, murky colors unless I'm doing a disguise so I can do some surreptitious videotaping on the street. That's the only time you're going to see me in dark, murky colors. You will never, ever see me in a black hoodie. Yuck! Ooh! Doesn't make my brown skin pop. Blech. Anyway, I am a sexist, womanist, bohemian, middle-aged libertine, biologically born black woman, and I know what works for me, and it's bright colors. Now, weather like this, that is blustery and cool, wind chill, 49 degrees Fahrenheit, I typically wear tights I buy good tights that are nice and thick. I like showing off my legs. I don't own one pair of jeans. I don't own any jeans. I do not wear jeans. Ugh. Hey, I'm sexist, womanist, bohemian, and I love it. So I'm typically wearing, in weather like this, a trench coat. I have a wardrobe of trench coats. My signature pink beret, or if I want not to be recognized, I will have a different hat on that is not pink.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
Trench coat, beret, tights, or leggings in feminine colors. I do have some black leggings that I wear with some black walking Clark walking shoes. By the way, let me get into the shoes. In weather like this and you want to walk, it's perfect weather to work up a sweat. You could do 2 miles in under an hour, and then you're sweating. You need some nice walking shoes. This is not a city for heels. Your shoes have to have some space in them, and it's good to have a stock of Epsom salt, so you could get that Epsom salt soaking bath after you've been walking all around. Well, everybody, you know I come to you every day, and I don't want to bore you because I've already told you the weather's chilly. I wear a trench coat. I don't wear jeans. I wear walking shoes and a nice hat. Thank you for listening. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.